Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, Waddle Eyewear 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the Downtown Kingston BIA, Kingston Humane Society celebrates 140 years with a free concert in Springer Market Square. The Kingston Humane Society, the oldest of its kind in Canada, is celebrating 140 years with a concert on Friday, August 23rd in Springer Market Square at 7 p.m. Headlining this event is Juno nominee, three-time Maple Blues Fest Female Vocalist of the Year, and hometown favorite, Miss Emily. Tunes for Tales, celebrating 140 years of compassion, produced by the Downtown Kingston BIA, also features local band The Wilderness and songwriting phenom, Evan Rotella. Gord Hunter, executive director of the Kingston Humane Society, states, quote, 140 years in any field is worth celebrating. But in animal welfare, that equates to tens of thousands of lives saved, and that deserves a party, end quote. Mayor Brian Patterson will be on hand to welcome attendees and get the festivities underway. The concert is free to attend, and while donations will be accepted, Hunter confirms that's not the event's main objective. Hunter states, our goal is to have everyone who has ever adopted, fostered, volunteered, donated, or dropped off a stray animal join us in Springer Market Square for a giant community celebration, end quote. Friday night's free concert kicks off a full weekend of pet-related events and activities, with details coming soon. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, hands-on foraging workshops return to KFPL's Isabel Turner and Calvin Park branches. Foraging for the Seasons is back at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library this month. Led by experienced forager Sheila Nemskog, these workshops teach participants how to identify and harvest local wild food. From April through November 2024, KFPL will host 8 engaging workshops, each blending classroom-style learning with hands-on outdoor exploration. The April and May sessions will be held at the Isabel Turner branch, while those from June to November will take place at the Calvin Park branch. Registration for each workshop opens a month before the session at calendar.kfpl.ca. Given the region's brief harvesting windows, attendees are encouraged to join multiple workshops to maximize learning. Jake Miller, librarian, adult programming, states, quote, urban foraging is both a valuable skill and an enriching experience. Foraging for the Seasons provides practical knowledge and hands-on practice so that community members can build a meaningful connection with the natural world, end quote. Nemsok brings knowledge and experience to her workshops, drawing on her upbringing in Northern Ontario, credentials in plant-based medicine from Cornell University, and a Master Naturalist certificate from Lakehead University. She empowers participants with the skills to connect deeply with nature and integrate eco-conscious practices into their lives. Miller states, quote, by learning to forage, participants not only enrich their own lives, but also contribute to preserving our world for future generations. Register today and take another step towards a greener future, end quote. In a message from the City of Kingston, dive against debris. Shore volunteers needed for water cleanup event on April 20th. The City of Kingston, in partnership with Cork and Neptune Insulation Diving, is inviting non-diving shore volunteers to participate in a water cleanup event at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Certified divers, under the direction of Neptune Insulation Diving, will be removing debris from the marina water. Volunteers stationed on land will help gather and sort the retrieved debris. 20 pairs of work gloves will be available for volunteers. This important role ensures responsible and sustainable cleanup efforts and supports the goal of a healthier marine environment. Neptune Insulation Diving is a full professional association of diving instructors that has organized multiple dive against debris events over the years. This event aligns with the mission of the Paddy Aware Foundation, an environmental nonprofit organization dedicated to driving local initiatives for global ocean and water conservation, with the help of recreational scuba divers. As part of the city's commitment to environmental stewardship, they proudly support the Clean Marine Program by Boating Ontario. This program promotes best environmental practices to reduce and prevent water, air, and land pollution associated with recreational boating activities. Let's work together to preserve our local marine environment and ensure cleaner, healthier water for generations to come. To volunteer or for more information, please contact Neptune and Salacia Diving by email at info@neptunesalacia.com. In another message from the City of Kingston, City continues efforts to apply daytime camping ban at Bell Park. The City of Kingston remains committed to applying the Parks Use Bylaw in all municipally owned parks as directed by City Council, and will continue to do so going forward. City staff opted to temporarily suspend enforcement operations the past few days in a commitment to maintaining the safety and well-being of everyone, including individuals sheltering in the park, advocates, staff, community partners, and neighbors. Bylaw crews have encountered significant challenges as groups of protesters have gathered at the entrances to Bell Park and have used logs to create barriers to entry. Paige Agnew, Commissioner, Growth and Development Services, states, quote, "We acknowledge this could be creating a level of confusion for people sheltering in Bell Park particularly. City staff have been explaining to people for a few weeks what will be happening this week and also distributing information about the ban on daytime camping in efforts to ensure lots of awareness. But now we're unable to move forward as we said we would. We acknowledge this may be causing confusion or distress for some people sheltering at Bell Park. The health and safety of everyone involved is extremely important to us," end quote. Notwithstanding the challenges, the city remains committed to applying the Parks Use Bylaw's prohibition on daytime sheltering in city parks. It also remains committed to supporting those impacted in a fair and reasonable way. The City of Kingston remains dedicated to finding safe, supportive housing for people experiencing homelessness. Once again, that was the latest message from the City of Kingston regarding the Bell Park encampment. That wraps up our headlines for this evening, and next up is an update from Dinah Jansen about Buckaroo the cat, who went missing for 4 months and came home much to the delight of many in the McBurney Park area.
Thanks so much. In Downtown Kingston News, Skeleton Park's most famous cat, Buckaroo, who was reported missing last November, has returned home. Buckaroo's owner, David Cliff, reported on March 24th to the McBurney Park Neighborhood Association on Facebook that Buckaroo was well and had been well taken care of through the winter months. In this segment, David joins us again to update us on Buckaroo's story. Well, thank you very much for chatting with us again today, David. It's a pleasure to have you back with us here on CFRC and to tell us some more updates about Kingston's most famous cat, Buckaroo. Can you remind us, David, what happened with Buckaroo last fall?
Yes, I can. And thank you again for having me on. Buckaroo went missing November 24th. Since then, I posted and added to Facebook across the city looking for my cat, Buckaroo. And during that time, I've met a lot of Buckaroo supporters, of course, online and otherwise, and putting up posters around our community, McBurney Park area. And many of them were very concerned about Buckaroo. We always had faith in the sense that we had hoped he would get back for Christmas. That never happened. And so it became more concerning of where he was. There was really no real sightings of him expected around here, I thought. And the ones that there were sightings, I would get calls constantly or emails about sightings for tabbies. But tabbies are very, it can be hard to distinguish, and really for Buckaroo, his only distinguishing, other than he's microchipped, of course, and he's has a license from the city, is a missing upper left canine. And so, unless someone wants to look in a cat's mouth, which I didn't want to recommend, but it's the only discerning feature of Buckaroo. So I had a fair amount of sightings over that period.
So yes, how long was he away, and how was he found?
Well, I got a call on March 22nd, almost 4 months to the day that he was missing. And the young woman said that he was she felt it was Buckaroo, and they'd seen a poster that I put up at the Brad Club, and they're pretty sure. And I said, well, can you check if he has missing upper left canine, like I asked? And they said, yes, he is. And I thought, bingo, I think we found him. And so that night, I popped over, and they gave me the address. And he was actually only about 200 meters away. He was on York Street there, near Store Famous. And yeah, he was very close the whole time. Apparently, they had to remove all the screens in their windows because he'd be hanging off them trying to get out for 4 months. And they gave some, they had toys that they returned, that they had nurtured him over the next 4 months. And apparently he was their study buddy for about 4 months. And they also mentioned that they took him to Hamilton for reading week.
So he went on a road trip too.
Yeah, went on a road trip. So we're considering, you know, I don't know, maybe a movie or something. What happened in Hamilton with Buckaroo? I don't know. But so they're very nice. And I gave them some money for their support, help, and a box of chocolates. And got Buckaroo. And he was a bit, frankly, a bit discombobulated coming home. Cats like routines. And, you know, particular smells in their territory. And the food was very, very different. And he had gained a little weight because he wasn't, you know, out exercising. And so there was a bit of adjustment, I'll put it that way, for a good week or two. But apparently he helped them out, you know, with their mental health and exams. And I guess over the last 4 months or so. But yeah, he was returned. And apparently he's doing fairly well. He's adjusting. He was noted in for the Easter egg hunt at McBurney Park as you know, checking out, doing his community service there. And the children like to see him back. And I'm getting and frankly, I've got a 1,000 likes and almost 500 comments in my Facebook of Buckaroo's return, from Wahoos to how is he, and glad he's back in the area. And hopefully that everyone, and I'd like to thank the community here, if I could, about all their help and support over his over him missing for the last 4 months. And I like to thank community for, again, for all their
awesome
help.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about Buckaroo's return home and keeping us updated. And we hope that Buckaroo has fun outdoors now that the weather is good, and he doesn't get lost again. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. And if I could do a shameless plug, my band Retro Kings is playing April 27th at the Turninog at 9 o'clock, and I plan to make up some posters of Buckaroo, because Buckaroo got an honorary diploma from the students. I think I've sent you the picture of Buckaroo receiving that diploma, and they were calling him Indy of Indiana Jones, because he's the great adventurer. And so I'm gonna blow up that picture and have some have him sign it. And at Turninog, April 27th, Retro Kings will be playing there. And I'll have some posters for community members who want to show up for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Well, take care, and best wishes to you and Buckaroo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you again.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jesse Bell, the voice of Queens Gales football, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. We begin by highlighting an outstanding achievement for four Queens University football players as they prepare for the 2024 edition of the East-West Bowl. The East-West Bowl is a U-Sports tradition that features the top 100 Canadian university football players who will be eligible for the 2025 CFL Draft. This game gives these players a chance to showcase their skills to coaches, general managers, and personnel from the Canadian Football League. A minimum of 3 players in their 3rd or 4th year from each of the 27 U Sports football programs will attend the game. The 4 members of the Queens Gales football team selected to play in the East-West Bowl are Nicholas Henning, the H-back on the Gales offense, defensive lineman Eric Johnston, who is a disruptive force in the middle of that Queens defense, defensive back Raheem Balogun Jr., who is an all-Canadian special teams player, and all-Canadian, all-academic player, defensive back Ashton Miller-Melanson from Montreal, who is one of the best players in that Queens defensive backfield. The East-West Bowl is scheduled to take place on Friday, May 10th and Saturday, May 11th at Warrior Field in Waterloo, Ontario. We here at CFRC wish nothing but the best for our Gales players. Moving now to the world of professional hockey, the NHL playoffs are scheduled to begin on Saturday, April 20th. Here are the projected NHL playoff matchups with 3 games remaining in the season. In the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division champion Boston Bruins will be taking on the first wildcard team, Tampa Bay Lightning. The second place Atlantic team, the Florida Panthers, will be taking on the third place Atlantic team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. The winners of the Metropolitan Division, the New York Rangers, will be hosting the second wildcard team, the Detroit Red Wings, and the second place Metropolitan Division team, the Carolina Hurricanes, take on the third place Metro team, the New York Islanders. In the Western Conference, the Central Division winning Dallas Stars would be taking on the second wildcard team, the former NHL League leaders, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The second place Central team, the Colorado Avalanche, take on the third place Winnipeg Jets. The first place Pacific team, the Vancouver Canucks, would take on the first wildcard team, the Nashville Predators. And the second place Pacific team, Edmonton Oilers, would take on the third place Pacific team, the Los Angeles Kings. More on the NHL playoffs once the games officially begin. But for now, this is Jesse Bell signing off and wrapping up your sports report for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting clear skies, becoming partly cloudy after midnight with a low of +2. Tomorrow, on Thursday, April 11th, we're looking at mainly cloudy skies with periods of rain beginning in the morning. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40 in the morning. We have a high of 15 and a UV index of 2 or low. Tomorrow night, we're expecting some rain with a low of 13. Finally, on Friday, April 12th, we're expecting more cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers, winds, and a high of 12. Friday night will be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a low of +4. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Now for your weekly CFRC traffic report, reduced road restrictions are in effect in Kingston. Heavy trucks and loads are restricted on city roads where posted. These restrictions help reduce damage to roads in the spring. LaSalle Causeway. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures, University Avenue Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDUC project. King Street tragically hip way to Plast Arms is closed today and tomorrow for event-related parking and storage at Slush Puppy Place. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building. The work is planned to conclude in late December 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chen Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the 2 adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concert and Events Calendar. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Can you dream? Join Paint Night with a Twist Kingston Tuesday, April 9th at 7 p.m. for a private paint night filled with color, laughter, and everyone welcome. Allow your uniqueness to shine forth outside the comfort zone with an accomplished artist as your guide. Seats are limited. Reserve early. Text 343-333-2011. Invite family, friends, and workmates. Tickets are $45 inclusive. Arrive early. Meet friends at Blue Martini for apps and drinks downtown at 178 Ontario Street, Kingston. Also on Tuesday, April 9th, the Keys Job Fair will be taking place from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Portsmouth Olympic Harbor. This event is free to attend and registration is not necessary. By registering on Eventbrite, you will receive the list of participating employers, a professional resume and quality printing, coaching to make a great first impression, tips to succeed at the job fair and get noticed, and a chance to win some great prizes. On Tuesday, April 9th, Thursday, April 11th, and Saturday, April 13th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and will also be open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca/vendors. On Wednesday, April 10th, there will be Peace and Quiet at the Spire, which will take place between 11 a.m. and 12:45 p.m. Every Wednesday, you are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. Also on Wednesday, April 10th, Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Haley Blay will be performing at the Broom Factory. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. This show is all ages and tickets are available for $30 on Eventbrite. On Thursday, April 11th, head over to Daft Brewing at 768 Princess Street from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for Drag Bingo, hosted by Kingston's local drag queen legend, Rowena Way. They will be doing 4 rounds of bingo, and each round's winner will receive prizes from the brewery. This event is free, and there is no need to register. Also on Thursday, April 11th, Cam Kayan, Strawberry Cough, Monok, and Pound Salt will take the stage at the Broom Factory. Doors open at 7 p.m., show starts at 7:30, tickets are available for $20 at ticketscene.ca. On Friday, April 12th, Screamin' Sins, Sonic Souvenir, and Moffat Avenue will be performing at the Toucan from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. This is a 19-plus event, and admission is free. On Saturday, April 13th, join Gerald McGrath and his band for the release of his debut album, This Is Fine, at the Mansion from 1 to 4 p.m., featuring performances from Chris Jaeger and the Larks and the Killdeers. Also on Saturday, April 13th, join Treble Award-winning Irish comedian and science communicator Donal Vaughan and prepare to enter the magical world of science from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Spire. Always exciting, sometimes very messy, learn about science and laugh your pants off while you do it. And the best part? You can do all the tricks at home using everyday household items. You too can become a science wizard and amaze your family and friends. Tickets are available on Eventbrite for $17. Queen's Musical Theater presents The Addams Family, a new musical comedy following the spookiest, kookiest family there is, with a book by Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis, and music and lyrics by Andrew Lipa. The show runs until Sunday, April 14th at the Rotunda Theater in Theological Hall. Tickets and dates are available at ticketleap.events. Tickets cost $25 for adults or $17 for students. Are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and to meet other students and trans community members? Head over to the Athletics and Recreation Center at 283 Earl Street on Sunday, April 14th at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. Swimmers will meet at the ARC Earl Street entrance at 2:20 p.m. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For information and to register, visit gogalesgo.com. This concludes CFRC's Community Concert and Events calendar for the week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.